It's Mike Treen with the Crawford Media Group and KLTT. We're here with Bobby Solomon. Bobby is the founder of Mentor Me Ministries. Bobby, thanks for taking time with us.
Thank you, Mike. I enjoy it always.
It's
always blessed.
Always good to have you. And we're going to talk about something you're doing in June called Fatherless. Now, how do you tell people? Do you call us Fatherless Day, Fatherless Celebration? What's the right words, Bobby?
Well, it was given to us in prayer almost 20 years ago. It's called Fatherless Day. And the Bible verse that really has to do with it is Psalm 68:5, which says, "A father of the fatherless and a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation." And that's a Bible verse that God speaks to us about a lot. And Fatherless Day, Mike, and for the listeners, brothers and sisters in Christ, Fatherless Day is a special day for fatherless boys and their single mom families. My ministry is to fatherless boys, but on Fatherless Day, it's their whole family. So their sisters, their moms, their grandmothers, who's ever raising them. Because Father's Day, as many of you are probably aware, maybe you've experienced it or just can't understand easily, if you don't have a father in the household, then you can't really celebrate Father's Day.
Yeah.
And so Father's Day is not a special day for the fatherless family. And in matter of fact, I know from my own experience that it can be a real bummer. It could be a depressing time, especially if you see fathers with their boys and families and your dad is not available to you. So
yeah.
God gave us a special day called Fatherless Day. And this year, it's June 15th. It's always the day before Father's Day. It's Saturday, June 15th, 2024.
And Bobby, you guys do a special program on that day. Are you going to do it remotely in this case? Or are you going to have something on site and then video it? How's that going to look?
It's going to look that on radio through the about 50 stations that we're on now, and we're very blessed to be on your network. Really sincerely mean that, because there's so many wonderful listeners and we've heard from so many people. And we hope that the messages that God's bringing is really touching the fatherless boys' lives. Mike, whether it's directly, whether they're listening directly or it trickles down to them through the adults that are listening, especially to Christian men that may mentor them. And so this year we're really promoting Fatherless Day on the radio, on the internet, social media, and we may have some in-person activities. However, those are not determined yet, but the biggest part of it is to ask others to pray. What the Lord really wants to do is have a lot of prayer for fatherless boys and their single mom families so there can be activities for them for Fatherless Day. That's what God wants, a lot of prayer. And I'm asking everybody listening to pray with me for the fatherless boy and the single mom family so they can feel special this June on Fatherless Day, or just even building up to it, because they need to feel special. It's very important
to
God because they're special to Him.
We're speaking with Bobby Solomon. Bobby is the founder of Mentor Me Ministries, Christian men mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus. That's their motto. And Bobby, you talked about the burden on the single mom. And if anybody in the listening audience has been a single parent, it's tough. Speak to that some, and speak to how this is an opportunity not only to minister to the sons, but also what that means to the mom.
Yeah, it means a great deal, because the mom is carrying the burden of the household, oftentimes without really any help at all. Sometimes there may be an uncle or grandfather in the area that may help, or hopefully and prayerfully there would be some Christian men and their wives that can come by and help the families. But oftentimes it's a real struggle. There's no money. The car's breaking down all the time. A lot of these families don't have food in the winter time. They don't have even firewood for heating their place. And we also work a lot with the Navajo Nation. I go out there as often as I can, and there's so many families there that don't even have running water. And there are grandmothers that are living with raising their fatherless grandchildren without hardly any help at all, even without vehicles. So it can be really rough. There are also those that are in good financial shape, but spiritually, there needs to be a lot of encouragement to these families, a lot. And when the fatherless boy and his single mom family is helped, the mother can see something, especially when it's a Christian person, that she knows that this person or this family is coming to help and they represent Jesus. It really brings that mom and family close to Christ because they know that he's a good father. Just like it says in Psalm 68:5 that God is a father to the fatherless and he is a defender of widows. In his holy habitation, he is holy. He wants us to be holy and help them. And we can do that for Fatherless Day. And when you ask me the next question, I'd like to talk about what people can do for Fatherless Day, Mike.
Okay. Why don't you unpack that? By the way, the website's mentorme.org, mentorme.org. So, Bobby, yeah, talk about how we can help.
Okay. On Fatherless Day, June 15th, or sometime around there, it really works well. Maybe you can't be available on that given day. But many of the activities that we've done as a ministry, and it can certainly be emulated by churches across the nation, is a special day where you do something in the park or at your church. Some churches have grounds that are like a park. Others aren't. They don't have a lot of grounds. But you can do something. It could be games. It could be like a volleyball game that people can participate. It could be even board games. It could be flying kites. And, you know, softball, things like that. And you would want to have a barbecue, if possible. So you would have, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs, and you'd have your refreshment, and people can bring side dishes. It's something the whole church can get involved in. It's a very joyful occasion. And then you can have Christian worship music, whether that's live or whether it's brought in to be played. And then free Bibles, free toys, the gospel, share the gospel with the fatherless boys and the single mom families, and you can have a call to come to Jesus. This isn't something I'm just making up from my imagination. God has led us through this in this ministry for 20 years. We've done these events, and they have been very joyful. Many of the families get saved. They get saved. I'm sorry, my dog's barking in the background.
As long as you're not getting eaten, we're good.
Yeah, no, she's not mean. She's a sweetie.
Okay.
Border Collie lab. But this is what helps these fatherless boys, single mom families. They're blessed. You can pray for them, and it's not a big deal. And a lot of people say, well, how do I meet them, these fatherless boys? Some of you know them, but others, you want to know how you meet them. They're everywhere. You know, their fatherless families are everywhere. They're in your neighborhood.
That's right.
They're at your schools, they're in the marketplace, they're in the laundromat, they're at, you know, the mini marts, they're everywhere at the skate parks, and all you got to do is put together some flyers announcing your event for Fatherless Day, inviting fatherless boys and single mom families. It's going to be free for them because they don't have enough money to buy tickets. It's all free for them, and you announce it, you give them to the church, they take them everywhere. You put it out on your social media platforms, and people will come. They can contact you, ask questions, and they will come. Even if it's, Brother Mike, even if it's only one fatherless boy with his sister's baby, mom, and grandma, it's worth it. Even if it's one, but you'll be surprised. Another way to do this is you can have a Fatherless Day event on Sunday at your church after church service, so they can come into church. But if these families get connected with you, and especially with the Lord Jesus, they will come into your church also because they're looking for a place. It's very hard for a single mom widow to come to church. They feel judged for their situation. And they need a place that is not judging them, but is saying, we love you for Jesus. You're welcome here. No questions asked.
Bobby, somebody could even just open up their home, couldn't they, and say, you know what? It just works logistically. I'm going to invite some moms that don't have a dad and with boys that don't have a father and have them over, have a picnic. I mean, you could do it that way too, right?
easy, easily. You could do this that way, any easy way, anything that's easy. Like, I'm in this park right now. It's a U.S. Forest Service. There's these big picnic areas. You can just come out here with a few people. You can do it easily. If you do it in your home and these families are new to you, make sure that it's not a man alone with a single mom. Have your wife with you.
Smart.
Have your family with you.
Very
do
smart.
It right. Be safe. And sure, why not? It's family. We're a family. Psalm 68:6 says that God sets the solitary in a home.
Bobby, before we go, speak to the importance of a Christian man's influence on a fatherless boy, because that's critical and that's biblical.
Yeah, it's really the whole enchilada for the boy. James 1:27 says it is pure and true religion to visit the fatherless. And in the case of the fatherless boy, I believe that it's the boy needs a man, a role model, because he already lives with females. So his mom or grandmother is ever raising him in most cases. The fatherless boy doesn't have a man around. So James 1:27, my brothers, you can visit the fatherless boy and show him what a man is supposed to be like. Some of these guys don't know how to do much. They don't even, like, we had a Fatherless Day event, one of them, many, many, but one, where I remember one of the mentors came over to me later and he said, I forget the boy's name, but he said, I'll call him Sam. Sam didn't know how to hold a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And Sam
Nobody
was about 14.
Mm-hmm.
He showed them.
Yeah.
They and that would be such a confidence builder. And then to share the gospels, hey, you know what? I'm here. God loves you. I'll pray for you. And talk about Jesus a little bit, but spend time with them. Spend some time with them. It's true and pure religion. Show them how to throw a football. I myself didn't know how to throw a football till I was 46. And a man showed me at a Christian retreat. Hmm. And he was old enough to be my dad.
Yeah.
And it touched my heart. I was 46 years old. And I learned how to throw a spiral. Can you believe something like that? So these guys, anything you can do for them, I always say, like some men might say, I don't know what to say. I tell them, even if you sit next to a fatherless boy and buy him an ice cream in public, don't do it in private, in public, buy him an ice cream and have an ice cream with him. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah, the action speaks loudly. So
yeah, there's no, because they have no man in their lives. There's a vacuum.
Well, Bobby, as we bring it home, we've got maybe 30 seconds left. Tell everybody why they need to be involved, praying for Fatherless Day, what they can do, and how to get in touch with you, please.
The way to get in touch with us is 800-787-5044. You can text or call 800-787-5044. Ask for me, Bobby. I'll talk to you. Mentorme.org. And also, I ask that you pray about the things we talked about on this radio show today. In the name of Jesus, if all of you listening will now just say, in the name of Jesus, I pray for leadership and guidance from the Holy Spirit about this topic. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Bobby, thank you so much. Bless you.
Love you guys.